Welcome to Yves Element.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
As we join with you this time, I have to say that this will be my last visit with you for this year.
Yes, again.
As always, I depart at your Christmas season.
Yes.
But nevertheless, will hold you dear in my thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will say, I will wish you all peace of mind for your holiday season.
Thank you.
Because with peace of mind, you have all things.
That is a very good, a most pleasant wish. Thank you so much, Salimut.
I do not intend to stay too long this time. So, if you have anything you wish to ask me, please do so. And I would also like you, please, to ponder how you have grown this past year of your time. It is not always easy to assess oneself.
No, it's not.
No. But you must if you are to grow. So now, my dear friends, if you have any questions, I will try to answer them for you.
Hmm. Yes, there is something that has come up, Salimut. John Adams was the second president of the United States, and Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. They were wonderful friends. They communicated much. When they died, they were 500 miles apart. They both died, or passed the spirit, at the approximately the same time, as far as one could tell, on the same day, the 4th of July, exactly 50 years from the date of the Declaration of Independence. A very notable synchronicity. And I just got the feeling that they would have been soulmates. And I wonder if you have any comment.
Yes. When you speak of these men, of course, they are like split souls who agree to live life to the best of their abilities and also to make known to all what their intentions are. Firstly, I would say that there have been many whom you call presidents of that country who came with a knowledge of what could be done and what could be achieved.
Yes.
Not only in their political lives, but in their own everyday lives. These two gentlemen you speak of were indeed soul brothers.
Yes.
And that was their choice. It is as simple as that.
Yes, and
yes.
The last words, apparently, of John Adams were, Thomas Jefferson still lives.
Yes.
And I felt there must be a connection.
They had knowledge, yes, of course. Yes. When you also have knowledge, these happenings are not mysterious in any way.
Mm.
You will agree.
Mm. Yes,
no
yes.
Doubt.
I'm
yes.
sure we'll all agree on that.
To the majority of people, it would seem such a mysterious happening.
Mm.
Yes. But many came to that country with very good intentions and much spiritual knowledge.
Mm. Yes. It's good to hear that. Good to have your words on that.
Yes.
And I think Nelson Mandela must have been another one who...
There have been many, many yes. people mm. who have come to your earth plane with intentions of having their words heard to the mass of people.
Mm.
Yes, that gentleman was one of those.
Yes.
There have been many, many,
yes.
too many to mention.
Yes.
Nelson Mandela certainly seems to have achieved much and is still, well, he is most fondly remembered by a great many on this planet.
Yes.
I'm sure his work will continue from spirit. Can't imagine he'll be the type of man not to want to continue his work just as he did here.
That is always the purpose of any of us who come to your world,
mm.
is to teach the truth, for people to uphold that truth and to pass those truths along
mm.
to those in darkness. And that, my dear friends, you have achieved very well by the written word and also the spoken word.
Mm.
Not only amongst yourselves, but as you know by now, to many in your world. And that is the intention when we come here,
mm.
that as many people as possible reignite those spiritual feelings that they possess.
Yes, we have been blessed with so many missions, Selimet. There's your mission and a number of quite different missions to which you have drawn our attention very often. The missions from other planets and the building of the pyramids, I feel they have all left their mark in our history and our progress in some way. And
yes.
we owe a great debt of thanks to many.
All of these things have contributed to your knowledge, but I do not want you to lose sight of going forward.
Mm.
It is good to know the history of your world, but what is more important is that you extend the love that is in the present to those who are lost or in darkness.
Yes, of course.
That is the purpose of being here and that is, now.
That is what it's all about.
Yes.
And dare I bring up once more, in that context, there's one Matthew Bosch in New York who he raised the question of Mary's message at Fatima, and I've had tremendous amount of correspondence with him, but he is still bothered by the idea of long-term punishment, hellfire, which I know was the notion was created within the Catholic religion, and Mary in her message used that context for the message she gave, but he still cannot get it out of his head that the hellfire and continuous punishment is not a possibility. I don't know if you have any further advice regarding this particular individual.
This gentleman struggles. He struggles with what is a deep-seated reason, he thinks, for punishment. He has great fear for himself.
Fear.
I would say only this to you. He has been given words that he could use to suppress these feelings. You cannot do more for him. He has to realize in his own mind that some of these sayings are quite false. You cannot do more than give the words to him. But I will say to you, I will endeavor to try to help him in any way that I can. I will try to help him to accept that the basis of these ways of thinking is fear.
Yes.
We will do our best for him.
I will be most grateful for that, Sally Smith.
And yes.
I'm sure he will when he manages to come out of that shadow.
Continue to keep contact with him.
I will.
And to give him words, even though he may reject them, eventually he will begin to find other thought patterns. But it will not be easy for him.
I think I've noticed some considerable improvement, but
yes.
There is still that little bit of blackness there.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for
it
that.
It is as I have said over time, that you can give the information, but you cannot make someone listen. He has to find his own way. Mm. Yes, but do not, when you come across these incidents where people do not seem to be helped, do not be too hard upon yourselves, because it is their journey, not yours.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
How true that is.
Yes, they have to do. They have to take that step. They have to do some of the thinking.
Yes, if the knowledge is there, they have to use it. They have to think clearly about it, and in so doing, find the right pathway for themselves. After all, each and every one of you is on your own pathway. And what is suitable for one is not always suitable for another. That is why your earthly lives are so complicated, because you make it so. Love spelt in huge letters, that is what is needed. I cannot stress that to you enough.
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
That's most helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave. I wish you all much love. Know that I will be with you all. And until we come together once more, look inwards, find that love and upliftment for yourselves, and then you will be better able to give it to others.
Yes, we look forward to your return in the new year, Selimet, and dare I say how extremely well you have done this year with the teaching, and how much we appreciate your visits. Thank you so much.
I am always happy to be with you, my dear friends. I ask now that you give some time to thinking about your own development.
Yes. We look forward to meeting you coming again in the new year.
Yes.